but those who can say fine things to them in the purest Parisian accent, who are their real foes. Yes, yes, Mazarin continued, whilst his wonted smile, full of subtlety, lent a strange expression to his pale lips. Yes, these noises prove to me, indeed, that the destiny of favorites is precarious. But ye shall know I am no ordinary favorite. No, the Earl of Essex, 'tis true, wore a splendid ring set with diamonds, given him by his royal mistress, whilst I have nothing but a simple circlet of gold with a cipher on it and a date. But that ring has been blessed in the chapel of the Palais Royal, so they will never ruin me, as they long to do. And whilst they shout, down with Mazarin, I, unknown and unperceived by them, incite them to cry out, long live the Duc de Beaufort. One day, another, long live the Prince de Conde, and again, long live the Parliament. And at this word, the smile on the cardinal's lips assumed an expression of hatred, of which his mild countenance seemed incapable. The Parliament, we shall soon see how to dispose, he continued, of the Parliament. Both Orleans and Montargis are ours. It will be a work of time, but those who have begun by crying out, down with Mazarin, will finish by shouting out, down with all the people I have mentioned, each in his turn. Richelieu, whom they hated during his lifetime and who they now praise after his death, was even less popular than I am. Often he was driven away, oftener still he had a dread of being sent away. The queen will never banish me, and even were I obliged to yield to